This is Dr. Olivero dictating for the January the 19th, 2022. The name of the patient is Diane Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. This is the clinical case of a 58-year-old white female that is referred to this office by Richard Huber, A-R-M-P, for evaluation of CKD stage 3B. Period. This patient has a lengthy history of smoking more than 30 years, comma, more than 5 years of arterial hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, and during the last 7 months, there is evidence of deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine was 1.4. In July 2021, in December of 2021, it was 1.7. And the estimated EFR changed from 39 mLs per minute to 33 mLs per minute, reason for the evaluation period. Over the past weekend, the patient developed lower abdominal pain. And she noticed when she was while she was experiencing low back pain, she went to the bathroom and she passed some mucus in the urine, some bloody material with a dark spot in the middle. She didn't strain the urine and the pain went away. The possibility of nephrolithiasis is entertained even more when the serum calcium that was detected in December of 2021 was 10.9, period. This patient has a nephrolithiasis associated to the arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia. And or nephrolithiasis, if she has interstitial nephritis, as a component is a part of the differential period. Number two, and the patient has arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure is 166 over 73. She weighs 156 pounds. She has a BMI of 26.8. Medications, amlodipine, 5 milligrams every day, and losartan, 50 milligrams per day. She is not on diuretic. A period recommendation, we are asking the patient to lose 5 pounds of body weight, decrease the sodium intake as much, and as well as the protein intake, and we reevaluate the patient in 4 weeks with laboratory workup. Following number, she has hyperlipidemia, that is hypertriglyceridemia. It's a mixed hyperlipidemia. The HDL is in the 40s. The patient is taking fenofibrate, 145 milligrams daily, that has been prescribed by Mr. Huber, ARNP. Following number, the patient has a history of benign lymph, benign nodes in the left breast that have been excised times two. Period. The possibility, figure paragraph, next number, the possibility of primary hyperpara has to be ruled out. A re-evaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the referral notes. In the face-to-face 30 minutes and documentation 10 minutes.